"Thanks again," said Annie to the lion.
"Yeah, thanks," whispered Jack.
Then he sighed, exhausted.
"Home?" he said.
Annie nodded. As Jack and Annie headed across the square, two sweepers were cleaning up the remains of Carnival.
"Oh, wow!"
cried Annie. She ran toward the sweepers. Just as they were about to scoop up a pile of trash, she snatched something from the ground. Annie ran back to Jack.
"Look," she said,
and held up Teddy and Kathleen's book of magic rhymes.
"Oh, great," said Jack.
He took the little book from her. It was damp from the floodwaters, but all the writing was as clear as ever.
"We have 8 rhymes left," said Jack. "For our next 3 journeys."
He dropped the rhyme book into his backpack. As Jack and Annie left St. Mark's Square, they saw Venice starting to wake up. Ordinary, everyday Venice, not the Venice of Carnival. Men, women, and children were opening stalls and putting out goods to sell. Cobblers were sitting at their workbenches, and cats were stretching in the chilly sunlight. The old man was walking his fat little dog, Rosa. He waved at Jack and Annie, and they waved back.
"No one knows Venice was almost destroyed by a flood last night," said Jack.
"And no one knows we helped save her," said Annie. "They just think we're a couple of ragged clowns."
Jack smiled. He'd forgotten they were still wearing their carnival costumes. Now their clown suits were dirty, torn, and soaking wet. Their hats were gone. And somewhere, in the floodwaters or on the flight to Neptune, Jack's slippers had lost their bows.
"How will we get back to the treehouse now?" asked Annie.
"I don't know," said Jack. "I guess we'll have to find a boat to take us there."
As they scanned the waterfront, Jack saw a boy sitting at the edge of the water on a small stool. The boy was painting.
"Hey, isn't that Lorenzo Tiepolo?"
said Jack. He and Annie hurried over to the boy.
"Hi, Lorenzo," said Annie.
Lorenzo glanced up and smiled.
"Hello, Annie and Jack," he said.
Jack and Annie looked at Lorenzo's painting. It showed pink light shimmering on blue water.
"That's beautiful," said Annie.
"It is only the background," said Lorenzo.
He squinted at the canal.
"Soon I will add gondolas and people. Then probably I will add something not real at all, something from my imagination."
"Hey, guess what? We saw Neptune last night," said Annie.
"You did?" said Lorenzo.
"We found him far out at sea," said Jack. "He looked just like he looks in your dad's painting."
"We rode to him on the back of the flying lion on the clock tower," said Annie.
Lorenzo nodded.
"I am glad Neptune still lives in the deep sea," he said. "And I am glad one of our lions still flies. Many people believe all the magic has left our world."
"The magic will never leave," said Annie. "Not if painters like you and your dad keep painting."
Lorenzo looked thoughtful. Then he picked up his small canvas and handed it to Jack.
"You and Annie take this and finish it," he said. "Paint what you saw on your visit to Venice."
"Really?" said Jack. "Are you sure?"
"Yes," said Lorenzo. "You and Annie have the gift of imagination. Use it to make something magical."
"We will," said Annie.
"Thanks," said Jack. "We'll start painting as soon as we get home."
"Hey, Jack," said Annie.
She pointed at a gondola docked nearby. It looked like the same boat that had brought them to Carnival the night before. Inside were the same 2 people, the gondolier and the person with the lantern. Their candle had gone out, but they were both still wearing black cloaks, white gloves, and masks with bird beaks.
"Maybe they can take us back to the treehouse," said Jack.
"Excuse me," Annie called. "Can you give us a ride back to the island?"
Annie pointed across the water. The gondolier nodded.
"Great," said Annie. "Bye, Lorenzo. Thanks."
And she and Jack hurried to the landing where the gondola waited for them.